So he was called the Black Monk. That's what some called him, the Black Monk or the Mad Monk. Do you know who I'm talking about? Listen, this is an individual that kind of, wiggled his way into the top of the leadership of a major nation, a superpower. Now, whether he was legit or not is an argument for some, but if anybody reads his history, you're going to find out that this individual definitely influenced deeply the wife of the Tsar of Russia, Tsar Nicholas II, and the wife Alexandria, and Rasputin was to go pray for the healing. What did he do? Did he use hypnosis? Did he use leeches? What was the power behind Rasputin? Was he really part of a cult group? The healing and the psychic powers and his prophetic abilities. Listen, Jesus said you will know them by their fruit, by the character of their lives. This was a man that was just out having sex with all the Russian women. This was a man that was said to maybe have raped a nun. This was a man that was married, had some kids, married someone else, had another child. This was a man where a prostitute came to shoot him in the head and declared that she had killed the Antichrist. Nevertheless, this was a man that highly influenced the Romanov. And some believe that he was part of the reason why the Romanovs, were removed from power. Here's a guy that, in all of my understanding of him and looking at the documentary, reading some materials, and even seeing a popular movie, this guy is literally a Jim Jones style. He is, matter of fact, I put a picture of him up on the ShatterTheDarkness.net website. In the news today, the man that stole Elizabeth Smart out of her home. I mean, he plotted it, he planned it, he stole her out of the home, he took her away, he married her instantly, and began having sexual relationship with, I believe she was, what, 9 or 10 at the time, 11? Now he's claiming in court that he was insane and that he's playing this game of acting insane. The weird thing is, his picture looks just like Rasputin. You know, when you kind of mix anything you can, get powers, get abilities, do what you can, just for the satisfaction. I mean, here's Rasputin. He's a drunken mess. Here's Rasputin that is an embarrassment to the government, to anybody else, opposed to the Russian Orthodox Church. Here's an occultist that understood the powers, understood manipulation, understood how he could get favors. Whatever was driving him, my estimation, my opinion, spirits guiding, directing, his life was a mess. But there he was in the Russian government. There he was bringing influence. There he was right there with the Tsar, right there in the central rooms, right there influencing his son. You see, when somebody needs healing, when somebody needs help in some way, well, it's very clear that some will take healing anywhere. If your child is sick and the devil will heal him, would you let the devil do it? If you're dying of some kind of disease and if the devil comes along and says, I'll heal you, would you let the devil do it? In the end of days, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. The powers of the dark side masqueraded like the light side. Well, they'll be operative like they were in the past. I mean, this happened in kingdoms of the Old Testament. This happened in kingdoms in the development. Well, the history of the world. You can go to France and you can find about, you know, read about the Black Mass. How it was used. How it was used against political leadership. How it was used by political leadership. Do you think for a moment that occult powers are not used to summon the dark side and influence the power centers? Do you think for a moment that the dark side does not want political power, military vision, and the law of the land getting the control I mean, if this is the 3,000-year-old prophecy, Psalm 2, if this is the picture of the development of the rise of the Antichrist, the regime, the false prophet, globalism, then we must understand that there is constant attempts in your government, be it smaller nations, Santeria, Palamaombe, powers of darkness, Psy warriors, summoning of dark powers, sorcerers, a sorceress, all aiding by seeking powers for political enthronement, political ideology, political control. Now, this has happened again and again and again and again through history. This is why the wicked queen, Mary, feared the prayers. Listen, John Knox, man, he was a righteous man, powerful missionary, and she feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. Pretty massive. Listen, it is 7 minutes after 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Friday night, November the 5th, 2010. We're just about 2 months away, 2011. You know, when 2011 occurs, everything's going to focus on 2012, and especially December 2012, what's going to happen. End of the world, evolutionary leap in human development, consciousness, a transformation. Will it be the Black Awakening, the Great Chaos? Is the Antichrist out there waiting in the wings? Well, listen, welcome tonight to the live broadcast, and for many thousands of you, to the downloads later. Just want to say welcome. Just want to say we're glad that you're a part, and we're glad that you send us notes every once in a while. We've got the brand new newsletter up and out today, and it's going out in the mail, the emails, even now. But if you want it, if you don't get it, if you haven't subscribed to it, if you want it early, just go to shatterthedarkness.net. Top left-hand corner, preempter. Just click on it, and you'll see all of the newest MP3 broadcasts, the series that we did on spiritual warfare, the little short series, the new broadcast on becoming powerful in prayer, the one that we did on Halloween, trying to give the statistics concerning 100 million satanic ritually abused worldwide. And that goes for those of you in Russia and those of you in Europe and Germany and France and England and all across. Well, Canada and Australia, too. We want you to know, too, that we're going to be putting up all the courses that we have, Confronting the Powers, God the Holy Spirit, Supernatural Apologetics, Satanism 101, Theocentric Counseling, on, all of those free. And we have, I believe now, two courses that are still broken that we'll try to fix over the weekend. The Preemptive Systematic Theology course, over 50 hours. It's basically two college courses into one. And that will be up by next week, absolutely free. All that we're going to do and all that we're developing right now on the Book of Acts, on leadership, that's all going to come up absolutely free also as we continue to put these out. All of the series that we're doing, the Rise of Homo Satanus, Psy Wars, Remote Viewing, the Global Brain, the Unholy Trinity, ESP versus HSP, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, all of those are up also. So the new newsletter will tell you more about all of that. And we've done a small article dealing with Russia. More sorcerers and wizards in Russia than doctors. That's how the one news report goes. So those of you downloading in Russia and listening, listen, the nation, and that's across the board in Europe. Very dangerous. Who's right next to the presidents and the kings? What is the belief systems? What is it they have in their heads? Who influences them? In the White House, United States of America, is it possible that a president's wife would sit down with a picture of a former president's wife, meditate on the dead, hoping for communication, advice, and guidance from the dead? How about using astrology to give guidance to the president's schedule? Or what about allowing voodoo in the White House? Well, these are all the things that have been reported concerning the United States. Now, this is something that could be reported in England. And listen, France has a major issue of the past with those who have learned the darkest of, the Black Mass, the old European style of Satanism, the defrocked priests, and their involvement with the women of the leaders and their desire to have the Black Mass done. Very fashionable among many of the French aristocrats, was it really? Listen, so was the readers of the dead, the mediums and others in pre-Nazi Germany. All the cafes and the coffee shops and other places all around. I've been to two places that we used to frequent in our outreach. One was a big major coffee shop. One was another coffee shop next door was a bar. And we would go to do evangelism in the front of it. Every once in a while, we'd walk in to talk to somebody direct. There, dressed all in black, is a reader. At the other coffee shop, there's another reader. And again, you're going to find that in a lot of places today. And I know that we have psychics, and I know that we have remote viewers and others that listen at times. And I know that we have those that are angry at me right now. We've got some folks that are atheists that are very angry with me. Because instead of just letting them say all the angry things and the enormous hate speech that does come, based on a level of anger inside that is really incredible. But when questioned, then what do you believe? What hope do you have? What answers do you have? Now, I've had some atheists lately answer, well, we just don't know. You can't know. That sounds like an agnostic. When an agnostic says you can't know, it's kind of self-defeating. Because saying you can't really know is an absolute statement. And how can you absolutely know you can't know if you can't know? You know what I mean? Well, listen, again, welcome. This is Russ Dizdar for all those who are new. We want to just welcome all those listening by satellite, all those listening by internet radio, and again, all those who will download later. Prayers have gone up for you today, and may God's hand reach out to you and minister to you. We pray it for God's grace, God's miracle, God's salvation, healing, and deliverance. May God speak to hearts. This week, we have done a series called Hell's Encroachment. When demonic revelation becomes political ideology, military vision, and the law of the land. Now, the reason we look in the past and that we look into the encroachment going on right now worldwide is because everything the Spirit of God has shown in biblical prophetic about the future, seeing into the future, it all tells us, all those prophecies tell us that that everything's going to be pushed in that direction by spiritual force. When spiritual force becomes the ideology of politicians, becomes the disposition of the nations, of the people, the critical mass thinking. This is what occurred in pre-Nazi Germany, and Nazism was demonic revelation that became political ideology, inseparable from the military vision and force that was needed, and became the law of the land. Laws literally written. Listen, if you've got laws in the land that say God's not allowed here, then you've got demonic revelation in political ideology that has become now the law of the land. In some places, like the book of Revelation, when one local church, Pergamos, where Satan had his throne, well, then you have this issue of this enthronement, the place of power, the seat of power, involves that the satanic agenda, the very presence of, is in the politics, in the governing, in the laws, backed up by the law enforcement and or military side of things. Now, when it comes down to that, it's very bad for believers. That's true of you in China that are downloading in, probably 24 cities in China. At least 1,000 downloads across the board, hundreds and hundreds of downloads. It's been my goal and prayer for years to come to China, want to come there and visit. I would love to talk to military leadership and the Red Guard. As a believer in Christ, I would love to do that. The motivation of believers, the motivation of God is that God so loved the world. You've got to ask the question tonight, whatever nation you're living in, whatever you're coming from, and especially if you're somebody that's pretty much angry with what's going on. If you're living as a believer in China and you're not allowed to really meet in free, open worship. If you're a believer in Christ in Iraq or Iran or Saudi Arabia, you've got it really, really tough. Welcome to those downloading in the United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, and those of you in Israel. Let me say that it's really true that nations, they're meant to yield themselves to God. That's God's will. They're meant to open their whole structure to God, to goodness, to accommodating the goodness in a biblical defined sense, and also opposing evil in a biblical defined sense. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about governing and a lot to say about who does bring the control. I got five things to really bring out to you today. We'll talk about this as we go along, but simply this. Number one, someone's going to rule in the United States. Somebody's going to rule in Canada. Somebody's going to rule in your nation with ideologies and laws and so forth. Somebody is. Number two, you're either going to notice within the rule of your nation the spirit of God and liberty, or the spirit of the world, if not the spirit of Antichrist, operative in the government, in the ideology, and in the laws, etc. Let me touch you on number three really quick here about God's approach to the nation. And I'm going to tell you right now, God loves the nations, and what God's will is found in Romans 16, 25, and 26. Now, we'll come back to that. Number four, it is God, in the hands of God, judging the nations. Do you realize that God has the right and will judge the nations? He'll deal with the nations that opened wide to the spirit of Antichrist, that absolutely deeply embraced and allowed the entire structure of its nation to be embraced, and the Luciferic agenda to crystallize. It's coming. And then, listen, your responsibility in your nation, let me say this, especially if you are a believer in Christ, if you are a believer in Christ, let me say again, welcome to all coming in, and we want to say that we love being with you from 6 to 7 o'clock every evening. We're grateful for that, and we want you to know, too, that we have the Wednesday night. We're having some engagement Wednesday night, some really strange stuff going on, and we will continue to ask for your prayers. Thank you for the support. Thank you for considering the entire work of Shatter, and yes, you are needed. And so we thank you for that. Listen, send us an email every once in a while to let us know where you're coming from, and well, I tell you what, we are going to take a look at the politics in Russia, in Germany, in the USA, across the board. So wherever you're coming from, let's touch on, first of all, number one. Somebody in your city, in your state, in your province, in your nation, well, somebody's going to rule. Somebody's going to be there. And that person has ideology. They have a belief system. We talked about this last week, doing kind of a analysis of their belief system. And it's kind of hard, you know, all of the ads and all of the, you know, when politicians get up and they just give their speeches. And, you know, when you find yourself sitting there saying out loud, liar. I mean, it really comes down to that. when somebody speaks and it's consistently, you know, a lie concerning what they're saying, what they're doing, Germany and Hitler and the Nazis were the cream of the crop in that area. They were able to, you know, be able to speak one thing, holding the attention of the masses, all the while they had another agenda that had nothing to do with their speech. Even when they come to have meetings with other nations, they'd have meetings and treaties, you know, that would be drawn and commitments made. All the while, the plot was invasion. You know, when the Antichrist makes a covenant with Israel and brings the pseudo-peace to the Middle East, when he's doing all of that, you got to understand, behind the scenes, it's already plotted. It's already in hell's playbook to annihilate Israel, to let it all come, you know, crashing down. The concept of allowing the temple to be built and the Antichrist negotiating and everybody in the Middle East agreeing, and it's all because he wants to put himself in there and declare himself as God long before, well, years, a few years before Christ comes visibly. So it's always the double speak. Vital for us to understand very clearly right now, somebody's going to rule, somebody's going to do that. I remind this audience of Bohemian Grove, one of many high places around the world. This is where real Luciferians, in very sophisticated ways, ensure their influence of the world elite. Presidents and kings and media moguls and the world's wealthiest and military individuals and senators. Invited, but by whom? They're invited to go to Bohemian Grove. We've seen the pictures all over the web now. They're all sitting there watching the, well, they call it a mock human sacrifice, the cremation of care. And I've got to belabor the point because in California, the question is, how long has this been going on? Absolutely, how long has this been going on? That's what we need to ask when all of these, you know, national individuals, wealthy individuals, media moguls, military individuals, please understand something. They are purposely selected. Please understand how the underground works. There's a lot of pre-rituals done. There's ground that's already contaminated spiritually. But to draw those individuals all there to one meeting on that ground, on demonized ground, then summon the spirits in a ritual in which you get the individuals to willingly be there. Anybody watching, you know, when the cremation of care, the big owl in the wood, the hooded people, the taking of this human being, all the victims say it's a real human being. I believe it is. And they take them to, just like in the Old Testament, to be thrown into the fire, to be burned alive, to appease and to get favors from a demon territorial god, small g. Do you see any of the politicians and media individuals? Do you see them get up and run any of them outraged? I mean, if my daughter's at a local school and I go to see the local play that they've been working on, and it's a mock play of a sacrifice given to Moloch, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to be outraged. I'm going to come against that school system. My daughter's going to be pulled. Go stand in front of the building with signs. I mean, there's going to be major outrage. But all of the world's elitists are sitting there. See, one of the ways the underground works is to create kind of a facade, a masquerade, so that human hearts and minds would be open and not shut. That they would be open and not shut. I don't want you to miss this point. The reason for the masquerade, the cremation of care is kind of a masqueraded, it's kind of a a human sacrifice painted with children's crayons. The idea that it would be, well, somewhat acceptable. See, the people in the crowd are thought that they're just giving up the cares of their life for the year, the cares of all the stuff, and they're all being blown into the wind. When all the while the powers are being raised to be breathed onto them, to be sent onto them. Most churches, most Americans, and maybe Europeans too, have no concept of targeted ritual satanic warfare. Well, the undergrounders do, and they've been doing it for years and years, and they're doing it in broader ways, and they're doing it by, you know, more and more numbers. So when you have in places, governmental places, the White House, the UN buildings, palaces, wherever the places of power are, if you're having any individuals coming there, for example, doing the Luciferic invocation, the idea of calling on Lord, God, and praying, you know, looking for peace and light, enlightenment, and so forth, has nothing to do with God, nothing to do with Christ, nothing to do with biblical, the will of God, but everything to do with the spirit that guided the New Age movement. A Luciferic presence. And so people are drawn into, and now this is being done in multiple places around the world in a synchronized way. It happened last year. It happened this year. It's going to happen next year. You watch what occurs in 2012. You watch the harmonic convergences. You watch the gatherings that will occur. The gatherings all over the world that will occur. In the New Age, lighter level stuff, it'll be like the Luciferic invocation, calling on the light spirit, calling on the presence and the power of an evolutionary. All of this, while all the while on the underground, the real stuff will be, you know, continue to go on. Now, the goal would be, just like they love to infiltrate churches, and they've deeply infiltrated the Catholic religious system, the darkest of rituals. Listen, in old France, when the Black Mass was developed, this was done right in the political power centers. When you do any kind of blood human sacrifice, please understand, the place where you raise the demons will be infected. And what you do with them. So that when you have actually, within governmental systems, individuals that will use occult powers against each other, curses and hexes, spells and rituals, when nations will... spiritually, listen, this is why we wonder at times why presidents and kings and others at the same time cannot be a powerful believer in Christ with the indwelling of the Spirit of God and knowing what it means. Could you imagine a president understanding spiritual warfare? Could you understand for a moment military strategists and leaders understanding spiritual warfare? If they really understood the strategy of hell itself, and what is going on, and how they have been approached, and what they've been offered, and where that presence is taking them. So let me tell you something. Well, I appreciate it. I got an email in here. Hi, Russ. Listen, I don't know what has been done. We have kind of worked with our equipment here a little bit, so we hope that the sound is better, and it does sound like it is, so we're grateful for that. And listen, we love interacting, and I want you to know that even though, you know, as I'm here, and sense the Spirit of God, and think about you, and think about your needs, and think about what needs to be told, all I know is we're here in a providential hour. How much time will be given? I don't know. For those who have helped supply the needs for the radio live show, you've got to realize what you've done. You've helped open the door, and now we're going to see not only, again, I have no idea the numbers that listen live, satellite and internet. I just know that internet-wise, anyone in the world during this time could listen. And even if they don't get to the Global Star communication network, they can go to Shatter the Darkness and click on and get a media player and listen live. And that's what's happening all over the place. To the point now we're seeing, outside the direct live, we're noticing afterwards the downloads are going into up to 90 countries of the world. By the end of 2010, of the live archives and all of the other broadcasts, well over 1,600,000 downloads of our content. We're wanting to be the best possible we can in the sight of the Lord for everyone. You got to know the struggle and the prayer that we take and do to get things ready. I cannot say that we are the most polished in our computer savvy and our abilities and everything else. But as God continues to give us better equipment and better abilities and helping us to learn more what to do, we'll try to get everything to you in a clearer and stronger communication and an easier to use website. But last month, I mean, like yesterday, 187,000 hits in one day, over 4 million in October. And we got emails from individuals that have turned their lives over to Christ, and so many of you that have expressed. So I'm just grateful for this moment in time because of the urgency. That's exactly why I believe God pulled me out of being a local pastor. Literally had to pull me, dragging, kicking, you know, and drag me out of the local. I left that almost about 3 years ago. And have been here now for 2.5, and been here live for about a year altogether, a little over a year maybe. So let me tell you something. I value those of you who understand the benefit of the content or the focus or the aim. And I, more than anything, would say we need your massive, powerful prayers. Because all of what we do on the broadcasts and here on the live, it involves speaking locally and at conferences. And every week in outreach to individuals, taking teams to go out and do our research. And we're going to have a lot to share with you in the coming days. But listen, as we think about Friday night, November the 5th, the title tonight was Don't Give the Political Military Powers to the Dogs. Now, you might have heard me say this before, and somebody asked me about fighting the New World Order and things like that. Well, to a degree, yes. No believer and the body of Christ will not oust the Antichrist, stop globalism, stop the false prophet or the abyss from being opened. But what you can do is the mission of God, seek revival, seek souls, minister to other people, see God's power and grace and healing, all operative until the very day. Jesus said, I will be with you to the end of the age. And the full force of the grace and the power and the might of the living Christ is with us to the very end. And so, though we deal with a lot of prophecy and about the future and what's going to be happening 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, listen. When I read in the future, Revelation 22, verse 15, outside are the dogs. Have you read this? Outside are the kuhon, the dogs. Now, when I say this, don't give your nation to the dogs. Don't give your city to the dogs. Don't give your school system to the dogs. Don't give your family to the dogs. Not one father or mother that's good at all would ever say, I'm willing to give my children up to the dogs. This is a figure of speech used, Revelation 22, verse 15. Outside are the dogs. Here's what it lists. It's a reference to the sorcerers mixing dark sorcery with drugs. Conjuring the spirits, engaging the spirits, letting the spirits through, in the use of drugs and occult practices. warning to the 2012ers, ayahuasca, and to those thinking that they are becoming shamans, engaging the very spirits that led the old Mayans to sacrifice and destroy thousands and thousands of their own people. We're talking about also on the outside, not giving your nation, your city, your family, your children to the dogs. Porno. Listen, from the word porneia, that you're not going to give your children over to the sexual predators, to the incredible perverts like Elizabeth Smart in the News Today and the man that grabbed her. I mean, listen, plotted, planned, Saul came in. Whether or not he was guided by spirits, I believe he was, but in a willing sense on his part. So when you read this, I mean, when you take the time to read Revelation 22:15, you'll hear me say it, I use it all the time, you know, don't give your own life to the dogs. Don't give your own life to practicing magic arts, sorceries, sexual immoralities, I mean, in the deepest of perverted senses, murderers, idolaters, everyone who loves and practices lies and falsehood. Those who are really loving the power of manipulation and lie and propaganda. That's the dogs. Obviously, you don't want your life thrown to the dogs. Obviously, you don't want your children's lives thrown to the dogs. Then I need to ask, we need to ask millions of Christians in America and Europe and Canada and Australia and around the world. People who love their nations where they've grown up, they have an emotional connection to your nation. Yeah, I know. God has a particular plan for nations, but it's very clear that nations have sinned, nations have gone off track. God has in the future judgment for the nations, but also a healing of the nations. When he ends radical evil, when he stops this dark, secretive, behind-the-scenes shadow government, that's all going to happen when the Prince of Peace returns and the millennial kingdom begins. There's a healing of the nations and ending of all the war. So you've got to understand that what God's will is all about. When I read in Romans chapter 16, verse 25, 26, 27, based on the prophetic writings, that great bulk of prophetic writings, based on the gospel, the centrality of what God is doing to the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God didn't send his son in the world to condemn the world. The gospel is the highest revelation, nothing higher, of God's presence, character, will, saving power. There's nothing else for God to do other than the second coming, the millennial kingdom, the end of radical evil. But we're not there yet. I won't be on the air when we're there, not at all. I'm going to be enjoying everything, including seeing God face to face in a glorified, indestructible, irrevocable, immortal body purchased by the blood of Christ on an old rugged cross 2,000 years ago. So for all the believers, hallelujah. For all the Luciferians, you've been lied to. For all the New Agers and a spiritual evolution to deity, it'll never happen, never has, never will. You're being dragged along, and you're going to be simply used like Judas was in the end. All the soldiers, please listen, all of the soldiers in the Psy War, even the Russians and across Europe and in England and in the United States, all of you that have been drawn into the Psy Warriors and secret, non-human enhancing abilities being given to you. There is a dark agenda for that transmutation, the transhumanism, the spiritual communication, and empowerments. There is a reason, and you will pay a price, and those that are guiding you into it, well, they may know very clearly what the agenda is. The end of super soldiering with non-human enhancement, The prophetic vision, if you want to see it, Revelation 19:20. Out there in the future, the largest spiritually engaged, spiritually empowered, most advanced military system, technologies, super soldiers, a globalized, well, take a look. Do an evaluation of Revelation 19:20. By that time in future history, millions and millions of soldiers and the military system, they will have taken the mark. They will have worshipped the image of the beast. They will have been. They would have had spirit attachment at the very least, and spirits that would have enhanced and given abilities and powers, and have brought the broadest propaganda beyond Hitler's machine. We're now talking hell's machine, hell's propaganda, hell's playbook in the minds and the hearts of leadership. Now, it's going to happen in a progressive sense and has been. That's why I keep saying that if you, out of biblical revelation, that is, the Spirit of God, the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God, giving you the insight, telling you exactly what is the Luciferic approach, Luciferic doctrine, Luciferic promises, and the agenda, the ultimate agenda. What does the devil want? What does that system want? If you know that clearly, and God has made that clear, then with those spirit-lit eyes, biblically trained, I mean, God giving you non-human enhancement, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and you will be able to see what the prophets were moved to speak and write. You'll be able to see like Daniel when he understood reading prophecy and understood what was going on. You'll be able to, if you will, with great care and intensity, look at the prophetic revelations where God has ripped open and said, here is what the darkest, most violent, most vile presence will be doing in the world. And it involves the seduction and deception and final destruction of billions. Once I know that, it motivates me. Ramp up every bit of your spiritual life. Now, so that's what I'm going to tell you tonight. You know, when we hear all these things about what's coming, the bad stuff, everything else, you know, we're going to be doing a series on what God's going to do during that last 7 years, the two witnesses, the action of God, the smart targeting of the wrath of God on the beast kingdom, the bringing down. We're going to see what's going to happen. But it does involve the bloodiest, most horrific. You're talking billions dead and the earth in bloody, burning shambles. In the end of it all, when the Spirit of God is kind of giving the picture of the city of God and what is to come, the declaration on the outside are the dogs. Biblical figurative language here. Who are the dogs, Revelation 22:15? Well, those who are doing the sorceries, the black magic, the deep rituals, the satanic rituals, the human sacrifice. Last night, November the 4th, on the satanic calendar, it's called Satanic Revels. And it is said that, at least on the calendar, human sacrifice. And I want to say right now that the political and law enforcement and even the Christian eyes are literally blinded to what's really going on. If there's 100 million ritually abused worldwide, you're talking each one of those individuals going through 500 to 1,000 rituals themselves. You're talking 500 million or more satanic rituals that have been done in Russia and throughout Europe and England, United States, Canada. Everywhere you find the satanic ritually abused, you find in the backdrop of it, the covens, the blood that was shed, the powers that were raised, and the direct agenda to create servants that will aid and bring in the chaos. Somebody's going to do that. The Word of God calls it a secret power of lawlessness already operative. It's already all around us. We are engaging literally the troops of Antichrist. Some have been pulled out. Some have sought to break ranks. Some want God. They don't want the dark side. Those that are listening, that understand, God knows you're listening. In the name of Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, right now, may extraordinary miracle be given to your life to deliver you, to free you, to crush the demonic, to heal the fragmentation on the inside, to come to who you are as God meant you to be. Do you understand? 100 million in 4 generations now, all going back to the Nazis, the Black Fame, and the dark side. It's far darker than we think, even with them, but it has progressed in 60 and 70 years since. There's even a few of the old Nazi Black Flame, those that were committed, some of the old ones, they're still around. Lebensborn, still around. Those near 60, the first wave of the victims, and then down to their sons and daughters, and then their sons and daughters, and then down to the 8-year-olds, and the babies being born. So once again, I will, if I can, please allow me to scream out to you that the underground is so vast, so broad, but it's laced with supernatural power to keep it in secrecy until the events begin. I went over the events yesterday. Please go back to Thursday night and get the biblical revelation of the sequence of satanic events. We've been through the evolutionary process, but the events that bring the bursts, the only way the globalism everybody talks about, it will never be voted in. It will not come through a series of voting. The events of the great chaos and then the rise of the regime and the Antichrist. And then from there. So you've got yesterday, I went over 15 that speak about direct events. And if you know the biblical revelation on this, then you know what's coming. And if you know it is coming, then you know right now that you do not want to give your children up, your family up, your neighborhood up, your school system up, your city up, your nation up to the dogs. And so again, I'm going to say this. Somebody's going to rule there in the school system. Somebody's going to rule there in the local government. Somebody's going to rule there in the neighborhood, be it gangs. Russia's having enormous problems with satanic gangs to the point of infiltrating police, military, causing a national security alert, and killing and eating other teenagers. Well, we've listed it on the newsletter. You can do a search on all of the stuff that's going on in Russia. To the Russians, God loves you. God is seeking you. God is pursuing you. Open the doors to Christ. This is the will of God based on the prophetic writings. This is the will of God based on the gospel. This is the will of God. You read about it. Romans chapter 16, verse 25, verse 26, verse 27. That is the declared will of God. God's will for your nation to surrender to Christ, to believe in Christ as a whole. Turn to Christ. That's God's will. That should be the will and the passion of every believer in any level of government. You should be there trying to lead anybody else in government to Christ. You should be trying to lead your fellow senators, governors, everyone across the board. The mission of God is bigger than the mission of man. And if you're a believer, you're part of what all of heaven is involved in, all the angels of God, the full force of the Spirit of God, the hand of God is moving in one direction, the redemption of mankind, the saving of nations, that God would even say he's not willing that even one soul would perish. Do you have that in your heart? Are you emotionally on the same page with God if you're a believer in Christ? Let me tell you again, number one, somebody's going to rule in your area. Somebody's going to give the ideology, the laws, the influences. Who's going to do that? Are you going to let the gay community? Are you going to let, you know, those who are sorcerers and those who are practicing magic arts? Are you going to let those who are involved in the drug world how about sexual predators? Who's going to rule in your neighborhood, your city, your state, your province, your nation? And if you have rights to bring influence, then what are you doing sitting back? Even if it's tomorrow, what can I do today? Even if it's tomorrow, what can I do today? Say it again. Even if it's tomorrow, what can I do today? I'm here today because you know why? We haven't been shut down. When that day comes, I will adapt. The book of Acts, the new study we're going to be doing. We're going to be unleashing the new study. It's probably going to be 50 hours of MP3 training. We're calling the book of Acts the field manual for the end of days. One thing about all their leadership, one thing about the New Testament believers that were on fire, they were adaptive. They were able to adapt. They were able to move from one place to another. They were able to go they were able to go everywhere because they were called to go everywhere and they were obedient. They were going to go everywhere to every place. They were going to, listen, you've got believers in the book of Acts that are trying to win kings. You read that in the end of the book of Acts? They're trying to lead the kings and those in authority to Christ. In the book of Acts, we have a spiritual power that encounter that occurs right in the face of the proconsul. Right among where there's a Jewish sorcerer who would be practicing dark arts, when Paul had to engage him, he said, the hand of God's going to come over you. And the man went blind in front of political leaders. Spiritual power encounters are waiting to be demonstrated to the glory of Christ, to the opening of eyes and hearts to the message of Jesus Christ. What are you doing sitting there? What are you doing with your prayer life? What are you doing with believing that nothing is impossible for them that believe God and Christ? What are you doing? Number two, you're going to be able to see as a believer in Christ whether or not your city, your nation, your school system, is the Spirit of God operative anywhere there? Or the spirit of the world, which would, again, demonstrate that ideology, critical mass thinking, and even law begins to suppress the mission, the work of God, the people of God, the church. Some of you in lands, I mean, it's already that way. And so Chinese believers, the midnight walkers, you know, the ones that get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, the older ladies, the ones that love Jesus and they love the Lord, and they get up and they pack their dresses with all kinds of gospel tracts and versions of Chinese Mandarin New Testament, and they go out at 2 o'clock in the morning when all of the soldiers and law enforcement, all those people are not around, and they go out then to witness and share Christ, back alleys and little places. They've learned to adapt as the early believers among Rome. The catacombs, when persecution, and look at the adaptation. If you've been shut down in one direction, go in the other. If you look at the book of Acts, you're going to see Paul and his team. The Spirit of God said, don't go into Bithynia. Don't go into Malaysia. They went to bed and got a vision from God, a man from Macedonia, another door. As long as you're going to be willing, God will give the supernatural leading and guidance in which direction to go, where doors are opened. But I'm going to tell you right now, are you going to allow the Spirit of God to operate among political and military where they make laws? Number three. We must realize that God so loves the world We must realize that God sent the Son. Jesus, the Son, said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. If you're a believer listening to me right now or listening later on in the archives, let me tell you right now, if you're a believer in Christ, God sends you to the highways, to the byways. And if you read Timothy chapter 2 correctly, first priority, with urgency, prayers, and a focus of a saving message goes to the kings and those in authority. God's given the body of Christ, you and I, target. God has given a strategy that so many things could be done. So many believers are sitting around twiddling their thumbs. It may be that there's no spiritual leadership around you. Then you must become it. You must become the one to launch out like Philip, all by himself. Maybe he's 21, 22 years old. Quit worrying about yourself. God will take care of you. Listen, you surrender to knowing and understanding. You know, like Jesus said, Matthew 6, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. All the other things will be added. They will be. Number three, a passionate reality that God loves your nation and wants your nation saved, based on John 3, 16, 17. Look at verse 17. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. So you're not going to hear me condemning nations. God wants to save nations. You're going to read in Romans 16, 25. So I'm going to be a part of the agenda of God, not to condemn, but to be out there to bring people to salvation, to pray for revival, to pray for God to strike, like in Acts 4, like in Acts 6, like in Acts chapter 8, when an entire city was invaded by the power and the presence of the kingdom of God and the goodness of Christ. People were saved, healed, and delivered, and satanic powers were exposed and exercised. You read it, Acts 8. Number four, it is God that will judge. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And God has the right to judge, and God will judge the nations. And any politician, political person, governmental individual, military person, anybody in any kind of place of authority needs to understand. You're going to be held accountable for how you have done your job. God will judge the nations. Is there times God brings down like Babylon, Medo-Persia, the Greeks, the Romans? Sure. And number five, you're called to be the light. You're called to fight. You're called in mission. We've got the music already, and we're at the end of the hour. It seems like 5 minutes have gone by. Hey, remember us in your prayers. Remember us in support. We love you. We'll have broadcast over the weekend and see you next week. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Good night.